عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا زكي، بارك الله فيك وفيك، بارك الله يا أخي. Out of 73 sects, only one sect will enter Jannah. Is that أهل السنة والجماعة؟ Absolutely, absolutely. أهل السنة والجماعة أهل الأثر الذين تبعوا سلف الأمة. أسأل الله يجعلنا وإياكم منهم. What about the other Muslims who are not Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, but they stick to the five pillars of Islam? Still, they will not enter Jannah. No, my brother, don't misunderstand. This hadith, the 73 sects, is for those who they still Muslims. We call them Ahlul Qibla, the people of the, they share us the direction of the Qibla. You understand? If they still stick to the five pillars, means they still Muslims. We believe that بإذن الله they will enter, means if they still Muslims بإذن الله they will enter the paradise, but after they been charged, must be charged for changing the rules of Islam, for modifying the religion according to their hawa, according to their desires, according to their ignorance, must. And this sect will enter the paradise, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they will enter بإذن الله without حساب ولا عذاب, means they will enter without punishment and without charging them, like how Allah Jalla will charge those 73 groups. So in the end, all will be in the paradise in a different levels, and how they're gonna be in the paradise, by a different way, if all of them still in the circle of Islam. You understand? Example, we believe the Asha'ira, for example, the general Asha'ira is Muslims. I say general because they have a group among them, they are extreme and they became worse than the Mu'tazila and worse than the philosophers. We believe they are not. We call them Al-Harariya. But in general, the Asha'ira still Muslims. As Shaykh al-Salam Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala said, among those Muslim philosophers, they are the closest to Al-Sunnah. You understand? So those group, we believe yaqeen 100% they will be charged for what they did and for they are doing for the rules of Islam. You understand? Then after that, either Allah will have mercy on some of them or on all of them by sending them to the paradise. We be in the paradise, brothers, in a different levels, bi'idhnillah, out of justice of Allah Azza wa Jal. Or some of them or all of them will be clarified first, will be purified first in the hellfire, then they'll be sent back to the paradise. It depends. But in the end, if they still Muslims and they still in the circle of Tawheed and the circle of Islam, in the end of them will be in the paradise with their brothers, with the other Muslim brothers, you understand? In a different levels out of justice of Allah Ta'ala. You understand or not? So either like this or either like this, they are under the mashia of Allah Azza wa Jalla, under of the will of Allah Ta'ala. But there's no Muslim will remain the hellfire forever. There's no muwahid will remain from the hellfire forever, even though he's among the 73 sects. You understand? Yani the 72 groups. Your second question, they're saying that Sa'd ibn Mu'ad died. Is shaked Allah's throne. Is it because of the love? نعم هذا في صحيح مسلم من حديث جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه. نعم من حديث جابر. وجابر وسعد من نفس القبيلة. Both of them they are from the same tribe. سعد بن معاذ is the leader of الأوس. Leader of the tribe of الأوس among the Ansar. So both of them is from the Ansar. That's why Hadith Sa'd ibn Mu'adh is from Hadith Jabir. I advise my brothers always, this is how we memorize the Hadith and the narrators, by mentioning the stories and the reason of the Hadith, so you could combine and remember the narrators. Is it because love to Allah Azza was having towards this Sahaba? Absolutely, absolutely. And this shaking is a real shaking out of love to him and for what he give and sacrifice for the Ummah. After Sa'd ibn Mu'adh became Muslim, all the Ansar follow him in the Islam. In the biography of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, he was the main reason for all the Ansaris, especially the Aus, to be Muslims. قال فلم فبعد أن أسلم سعد بن معاذ وأسيد بن خضير سيدا الأوس لم يبقى بيتا من بيوت الأنصار إلا ودخله الإسلام. After سعد بن معاذ and أسيد بن خضير, his younger cousin, they became Muslims, there is no house among the Ansar that the Islam didn't enter. مفهوم. And before he died, he came to visit the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was sick, so the people they carry him, and he was walking difficult, and he couldn't sit. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the Ansar, قوموا إلى سيدكم, stand and help your master. That was Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. This is from Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم method, and he give everyone what he deserves, his level. Even though the Prophet on top of all of them, but he still recognized the level and the sharaf and the siyada of every single one of them. Alayhi salatu wasalam. This is a perfect strategy in the da'wah. When you go to some place, even though you are more knowledgeable, even though you are more able and more famous, you go to a place and you know this man, he being a reason to guide those people, and this man, he is their teacher, and this man is respectable among them. Don't go and remove his respect as you are and take everything for yourself and conquer the place and the position. No. Give everyone what he deserves from according to his level. وَمَنْ هَابَ الرِّجَالَ تَهَيَّبُوهُ وَمَنْ حَقَرَ الرِّجَالَ فَلَنْ يُهَابَ. Whoever respects the people, he will be respected back. Whoever disrespects the people, absolutely soon or later, they will disrespect him too.